Greg, your thoughts on that 0-0 draw against Dundee United?
Overall, happy with the performance. We were given a lot of weight today, just in terms of age experience. They had a number of players out there that had a bit of, you know, experience playing first team games, so it was tough, and we knew that going into the game. But I thought when they got to grips with it, more so the second half than the first half, the game settled down a wee bit, although they took off Peter Pollitt. That kind of helped us a wee bit as well. But it was more in shape, sitting, defending, you know, shifting side to side, getting our distances right. I thought we did that. We defended the box really well as well. Sam Young, Miller, the full-backs, we defended the box really well. But it wasn't until the latter part of the game they got in behind us and hurt us a few times. But we had bodies in the line. It helped, and that's obviously helps with having the younger player there that's, you know, very enthusiastic. And, you know, we're putting the subs on at the right time. It helped us, giving us a little bit more energy because we're a bit of leggy, probably from Friday night as well.
You restricted them to very few chances, and really, in fairness, Max Little didn't really have terribly many saves to them.
No, he never. They had a lot of the ball, though. They had a lot of the ball. We had to allow that against them. If we'd opened up a wee bit and, you know, had spaces and behind, they would have probably hurt us a wee bit more, just with the pace they had. So we were sitting off it a wee bit and, you know, picking them off. It was that first pass that we won that we probably had to do better with. That's what was disappointing at half-time, which we'd spoke about last week with the 18s as well. You know, that first pass out of defence to find it, to try and play out, because I thought Kane in there and Andrew were causing them a few problems, especially Kyle first half. We got down the right-hand side with Liam Hogan and Kyle, you know, more so than the left. That was pleasing. But I thought, you know, we countered fairly well today, and there was a few plays in the second half where we played out, we got down a side, and the one in particular, I think Kyle crossed to Taylor Sutherland in back post, or it was Taylor to Jake Rennie, I can't remember what it was. But it was good play. It was good play. It was a lot of good stuff. I was really happy with him.
Yeah, Jake Rennie was really quite unlucky. The keeper came out and managed to save it.
He did, but that's what we've been asking for Jake for a long time, to get around the back, to get inside that full back, and, you know, he did that on that occasion.
And happy to take it to penalties and win that and be top of the group now.
I mean, it's pleasing, eh? You go to Livingston with a under-experienced team, albeit we had, you know, Craig Whiting that played that day, and a lot of young boys did. You know, Jake Rennie scored and Taylor scored that day too. So it's great experience for them. And this is sometimes they miss that next step up between 18s to first team. It's a big gap. So by playing in games like this, and today I thought it was a proper game. It was. There was tackles going in. It was, you know, a wee bit to play for. There was a bit of bite in the game too, you know. So that's where I was pleased as well. But for the young boys to get that experience, to play in the pitch again twice in 1 week, you know, it's been unheard of in the past. I think it was Celtic a few years ago that came here and we put a fairly experienced team out there. So for our young boys to come in, be part of our academy, to play in the reserve game, you know, to show our supporters what we're doing below, you know, and then them mixing with the more experienced players, it's great for them. And I was really proud of them today.
And kept the cool to win the penalties?
They did. That's what I said to them when I brought them over. I said, look, penalty kicks, we've been here before. Who's want to take them? You know, and a lot of them are telling me they're the best penalty takers in Fife. That's at U18 level. So I says, OK, let me see what you're like today in the reserve game. Andrew straight away says, I'm taking the fifth. So when he says he's taking the fifth, I think he wants the glory, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. And he finished it off fairly well. But, you know, it's the other pieces as well that you see earlier. It's defending the box, it's doing well, limiting chances, that gives us the opportunity to go to penalties. That's where I'm happy, because we grinded the game out. We dug in deep at times. And you know, that's where I was really happy and, you know, delighted that we got the win in the end, albeit in penalties.
Good. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.